Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Critical Thinking, Logic, and Problem-Solving book by Jonathan Sterling positions itself as a practical guide for anyone who wants to think more clearly, decide more confidently, and avoid being misled by weak arguments. Rather than treating logic as an abstract academic subject, the book emphasizes everyday use, assessing claims in news and social media, handling disagreements at work, making better personal choices, and diagnosing why a plan is not working. It focuses on core reasoning skills such as spotting assumptions, distinguishing facts from interpretations, weighing evidence, and recognizing common logical fallacies that can distort judgment. A major draw is its action-oriented structure, including a large collection of tips, tools, and techniques intended to be applied immediately. The overall promise is improvement through practice, learning the patterns behind good thinking and then building habits that make those patterns automatic. Readers can expect a blend of foundational concepts, real-world examples, and step-by-step frameworks for analysis and problem-solving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a foundation for clear thinking and sound judgment. A central theme is that better decisions are not primarily about intelligence or having more information, but about having a repeatable process for reasoning. The book presents critical thinking as a skill set that can be trained, defining the question, clarifying terms, identifying goals, and separating what is known from what is assumed. This foundation helps readers avoid common traps such as jumping to conclusions, treating opinions as facts, or letting the loudest voice set the frame of the debate. Another emphasis is intellectual discipline, slowing down enough to check whether a claim is precise, whether evidence actually supports it, and whether alternative explanations have been considered. The approach encourages readers to ask structured questions like, what would change my mind, what information is missing, and what is the simplest explanation that fits the facts? By treating reasoning as a series of checkpoints, readers gain a practical way to reduce errors under pressure. This topic also highlights how context matters. The same claim can be reasonable in one setting and misleading in another, so good judgment requires attention to definitions, scope, and constraints. Secondly, everyday logic made practical, arguments, evidence, and inference. Logic in daily life often shows up as arguments, whether in a meeting, a sales pitch, a headline, or an online thread. The book focuses on how to break an argument into its working parts, premises, conclusions, and the inference that connects them. This makes it easier to evaluate whether the conclusion actually follows and whether the premises are reliable. It also reinforces the difference between validity and truth, since an argument can be structured correctly but still depend on faulty information. Readers are guided to look for hidden premises, ambiguous language, and shifting definitions that can make weak reasoning sound persuasive. The discussion connects logic to evidence quality, first-hand versus second-hand sources, relevance, representativeness, and whether data is being cherry-picked. It also promotes thinking in degrees, not absolutes, by weighing how strong support is rather than treating claims as simply true or false. By practicing these skills, readers can move from reacting to statements to evaluating them, improving both comprehension and communication. The payoff is a more grounded approach to persuasion, where readers can build better arguments and also resist manipulation. Thirdly, recognizing and overcoming logical fallacies and persuasion tactics, a key benefit of critical thinking is noticing when reasoning is being derailed by fallacies, emotional triggers, or rhetorical tricks. The book highlights common fallacy patterns that frequently appear in public discourse and everyday conversation, such as attacking a person instead of the claim, relying on popularity as proof, or presenting a false choice when multiple options exist. It also addresses how fear, urgency, and social pressure can push people toward conclusions that are not supported by evidence. This topic is less about winning arguments and more about protecting decision quality. By learning to label fallacies, readers gain a mental shortcut for pausing and checking whether the argument has actually earned its conclusion. The book also emphasizes charitable interpretation, understanding what a person might mean before refuting it, which reduces misunderstandings and helps discussions stay productive. Another practical angle is self-defense against personal blind spots, since people often commit fallacies unconsciously when defending beliefs or identity. The tools in this section encourage readers to test their own claims with the same rigor they use on others, improving credibility and reducing conflict. Over time, this builds a habit of responding with questions and evidence rather than reflexive agreement or outrage. Fourthly, problem-solving frameworks, from messy situations to workable plans, beyond evaluating arguments, the book treats critical thinking as a method for solving problems that feel complex or ambiguous. It promotes moving from a vague complaint to a defined problem statement, then exploring root causes instead of treating symptoms. readers are encouraged to map constraints, stakeholders, and trade-offs, making it clearer why simple fixes often fail. This topic commonly includes structured approaches such as breaking problems into smaller components, generating multiple options, and running quick tests rather than committing to one unexamined plan. The goal is to reduce uncertainty step by step, identify what must be true for a solution to work, decide what can be measured, and create feedback loops that reveal whether progress is real. The book also stresses prioritization, since time and attention are limited resources. By focusing on leverage points and high-impact actions, readers can avoid the trap of doing many tasks that do not address the core issue. Another valuable element is post-decision review, reflecting on outcomes to refine the process, not to assign blame. This turns mistakes into data and makes improvement cumulative over time. Lastly, decision-making habits, avoiding cognitive biases and thinking under pressure. Even with good knowledge of logic, decisions can be distorted by cognitive biases, stress, and information overload. The book emphasizes practical habits that make clear thinking more reliable, especially when emotions run high or deadlines are tight. Readers learn to watch for patterns like confirmation bias, where people favor evidence that supports what they already believe, and availability bias, where vivid examples outweigh base rates. It also addresses overconfidence and the temptation to treat a single success as proof of a general rule. A recurring message is that better decisions come from better inputs and better processes, clarifying goals, setting decision criteria in advance, and considering opportunity costs. The book encourages using simple tools such as checklists, pre-mortems, and decision journals to expose assumptions and track reasoning over time. It also supports probabilistic thinking, where uncertainty is acknowledged and plans include contingencies. Another important habit is seeking disconfirming evidence and inviting constructive critique, which helps overcome individual blind spots. By operationalizing these ideas into repeatable routines, readers can make their thinking more consistent, reduce regret, and improve outcomes in personal finance, relationships, work projects, and long-term planning. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical upgrade to how they think and decide, including students, professionals, managers, entrepreneurs, and anyone tired of being pulled in different directions by persuasive headlines, workplace politics, or conflicting advice online. It can also benefit people who enjoy debate but want discussions to become more accurate and less emotional. The value comes from turning critical thinking into an everyday skill. You learn to define problems clearly, evaluate arguments by structure and evidence, and notice fallacies and bias before they shape your choices. Those gains translate into real-life improvements, such as making calmer decisions under pressure, communicating more persuasively, and reducing costly mistakes caused by rushed assumptions. Compared with many books that stay theoretical or overly academic, this one aims to be highly actionable, emphasizing repeatable frameworks and a large set of tips and tools designed for immediate use. That makes it easier to apply what you learn in meetings, studying, planning, and conflict resolution. If you are looking for a single, practice-oriented guide to sharpen reasoning, protect yourself from bad arguments, and solve problems more systematically, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Jonathan Sterling, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.